Welcome to Kaboom, where every episode sends your whole family on a new adventure. I'm Sam Payne.
And I'm Brian Tanner, and today we have something very special for you. It's the first episode of an audio adventure series called Hidden Island from our friends at GZM Shows, the creator of 6 Minutes and the same team that we worked with to make our adventure series Treasure Island 2020.
And if you're a fan of audio drama or scripted fiction, or if you love the TV show Lost, or pretty much any sci-fi mystery adventure that takes place on a weird island, then you're going to love the podcast Hidden Island.
Sam, I was actually a Lost super fan, so this show is just right up my alley. And it is loosely based on the classic novel The Swiss Family Robinson, and you'll join the Robinsons, a modern family marooned on a fantastic island that tests each of them in ways that no one could have ever imagined. Will their family be okay? Will they get off the island? Will they survive? You got to tune in to find out.
Now, after you listen to the special presentation of Hidden Island here in this feed, be sure to search for Imagination Amplified. That's GZM's new hub for audio adventures. And that's where you can hear the rest of the episodes of Hidden Island. That's Imagination Amplified. It's on Apple Podcasts. Or for more information, go to gzmshows.com.
And now, Kaboom presents GZM Shows Hidden Island Episode 1, Shipwrecked.
Isabel, get the kids to the lifeboat. I've got Leo.
It's okay, kid. You can go back to sleep.
The lifeboat? Colin!
We have to get off this research platform now.
You said it was built to withstand big storms.
It is, but not a direct hit from a Category 5.
It's Christmas Eve!
With any luck, we'll get in the boat, outrun the storm, and come back when it's past.
Okay, I'll grab the presents and the kids.
Thank you.
Hey, Amelia, Jake, life jackets on. Come with me. Leo, it's time to wake up, sweetie.
Mom, according to the schematics of this facility, if the cables start to break away from the ocean floor...
You don't have to worry about that, Amelia. But we're going to get on the lifeboat, just in case.
It's called a pod, Mom. It has steering and stabilizers to keep us afloat. How is Leo still asleep? And why is Jake just standing there?
Jake? Jake! We have to go. Jake?
Why isn't he moving?
I don't know. Colin!
Got it. Jakey? Jake! Jake!
Dad.
Hey, kid, look at me. We got this, okay? We'll hop in, head for calmer water. It's gonna be an adventure, but we like adventures, right? And tomorrow we're gonna have the best Christmas ever.
You say everything is an adventure.
Because it is if you make it one.
Everyone, down the stairs to the lifeboat.
Mommy.
Oh, hello, sleepyhead. We're getting in a boat.
Pod. We are?
Are we sure about this? I mean, look at how big those waves are, and land is like hundreds of miles away.
Trigger the beacon, and someone will come find us as soon as it's safe. But we have to go now. Come on, guys. This way. Watch your head. Okay, follow me.
Okay, everyone.
Come on.
Into the hatch.
You got this. Come on.
Come on. Amelia, how are you feeling?
I'm fine.
You sure? No dizziness, or...
I said I'm fine, Mom.
Good. You first. Go ahead, Leo.
Come on, move. Let's go.
You're next, Jake.
Mom, right behind you, mijo. As long as we're together, everything will be just fine.
Everybody buckled in? It's gonna be a bit bumpy when we launch into the water.
Bumpy, bumpy, bumpy.
Leo! How bumpy?
According to the manual, we'll be dropping from 10 meters above the ocean.
10 meters is like...
32 feet.
Nothing to worry about. That's what this boat is built for, right?
Sure is. Ready, everybody?
Ready!
Ready!
Okay. Get ready to fly.
Prepare for launch. Prepare for launch. In 3, 2, 1...
So, that's how my family started our Christmas vacation in the South Pacific. Not exactly the way Mom and Dad planned it. But then again, in the Robinson family, most of our plans don't go as planned. Before we found ourselves on a research platform, in the middle of the ocean, before the storm, I, my little brother Leo, and my sister Amelia, we call her Emmy. We just started our winter break in cold, snowy St. Paul, Minnesota. Christmas was a few days away and things were pretty much normal. Well, normal for us, anyway.
Sorry to squeeze in one last meeting. I just wanted to make sure all of our construction projects are on track before the end of the year.
I do have some concerns about the condo project on the lake.
Concerns?
Mom!
Just a second, Emmy. What are your concerns, Fritz?
Well, with the backlog of the
Mom!
Sorry, hold that thought. Just going on mute for a sec. Could everybody please keep it down while I'm on a work call?
Did you make the cookies for the debate team holiday bake sale?
Mom!
Hold on, Leo. Amelia, I thought you said it was next week.
How could a holiday bake sale be after the holidays? I'll just order some to be delivered.
No, wait. Let's figure this out.
It's a one-person game, Leo.
I'm one person.
I mean, just me.
Hey, keep it down. Mom's on a call.
You're the one who interrupted her.
Sorry about that. Everybody's home from school. Lots of energy.
Mom, Jake won't let me play.
I'm on a work call, Leo.
You're mooted.
Not anymore.
It's muted, Leo. Moo is your robot cow.
I know who Moo is, Emmy. Mom, your phone is ringing.
I'll deal with it in a sec.
Mom, can you please ask Leo to stop bothering?
He just wants to play with his big brother.
Yeah, well, his big brother is busy with a quest.
Stop everything! Jake's on a quest!
Sorry, I'm not doing school stuff during a break.
It's not school stuff.
Everyone, please! I just have to get through this one last boring but important call, and then I can help you!
Isabel, you're off mute.
Sorry. I just meant it would be boring for the kids. Hang on.
Oh, boy.
Please, everyone, just give me a few minutes and then...
Hey, it's Dad calling.
Answer it. I'll be right there.
Hey, Dad.
What's up, Jakey? Hey, I tried to call your mom, but she didn't answer.
Yeah, she's on a work call. It's not going so well.
Sorry to hear that.
Hi, Dad.
Daddy!
Hey, guys. Hey, want to see the view from the research platform? Check it out. Pacific Ocean everywhere you look.
Whoa, you really are in the middle of nowhere.
Daddy's glitchy again.
Dad, how are the plankton doing this week?
The count is way up, Emmy. Thanks for asking.
Wait, shouldn't you be on the helicopter back to land by now? I mean, Christmas is only a couple days away.
Can you get your mom, bud?
She's still on the call. What's going on, Dad?
I just need to talk with her for a sec.
Talk to us. What is it?
Okay. Something's come up. Wally got sick, and Mike's wife is about to go into labor. My boss, Dante, is heading out tomorrow, and he kind of sort of made it clear that I'm going to have to stay on the platform to run the research this week.
You're not going to make it home for Christmas?
Hey, Iz, I was trying to...
Wait, you aren't?
That's not fair!
Leo, Dad can't help it. Science waits for no man, right?
It's Christmas! You said I could help put up lights!
Leo, stop. It's not all about you.
I promise, I didn't want this, but...
It's okay. We'll have a Zoom Christmas and celebrate for real when you get home in January.
Guys, come
stop.
On. It'll be cool.
Hey, just, we're on the phone.
Just chill.
Stop it.
No, you're making this so much worse.
Leo,
you know what?
Mom and Dad talk.
I've got an idea. What if you fly out to join me on the platform?
Really? All of us?
Is Dad allowed?
Why not? It's nice and warm here in the South Pacific. Quiet, too. I'll book the soonest flight and have Marie waiting at the airport in Tonga with a helicopter to take you out here. You could be here by tomorrow.
That's quite a plan, but...
Christmas in the middle of the South Pacific.
We've even got a little tree set up in the galley.
Colin.
Mostly decorated with random stuff that washes up on deck, but,
Colin.
But it'll be an adventure! And in this time zone, I don't know what to do first.
Colin, can we talk about this privately? Colin? Colin?
Yes. Dad, are you there? Dad, are you there? Dad, are you there?
When it comes to families, there are all kinds of storms to weather.
Hidden Island, an original audio adventure. Episode 1, Shipwrecked.
Okay, Isabel. Kids. We should be arriving at the platform in just a few.
Thanks, Marie.
Don't thank me. I wasn't the one who signed off on this plan.
Must be amazing to be head of security for a company like Terranetium Labs. And a helicopter pilot, too.
It has its ups and downs.
Good one.
What?
The joke.
What joke?
Never mind.
Jake, check this out. Who wants to talk in the headset?
No to you too.
My dad started working on this oceanic research platform about a year ago. He's away for weeks at a time. But it never really hit me until we were headed out there. There was nothing around for hundreds of miles. Just water, as far as I could see.
I'm looking up facts about the platform. Did you know that it took Terranetium Labs almost 4 years to build it? It's 145 meters tall and has a water purification and desalination system. It even has a gym and a restaurant.
Calling it a restaurant is a stretch. More like a middle school cafeteria.
You've eaten there?
I mostly fly scientists in and out. First time carpooling with a family.
You aren't staying?
Nah, I'll drop you folks off, pick up Dante, and head back to the home base. We're monitoring a cyclone out to the east, but seems like we got lucky. It's heading in the opposite direction.
Glad to hear it.
Yeah, me too.
Ooh, can I stick my head out the window to show Moo the view?
No, stay in your seat.
Look, there it is, there it is.
Whoa.
The platform stuck up out of the water like a steel tower. It was taller than I'd imagined and had the biggest satellite dish I'd ever seen at the top. And yet, out there all alone in the ocean, it looked tiny.
That light on top, why is it flashing like that?
That's the emergency beacon, and it's flashing Morse code.
Oh, I know how to do this. Dot, dash, dash, dot, dot, dash, dash. Welcome, Rob. It says, welcome, Robinson.
Seabird 2 to TL platform, request clearance to land. Hello? Platform, do you read? Over.
Hey, what's happening? Why are the comms shorting out?
I'm not sure. Seabird 2 to platform, do you copy?
That's weird.
That's Daddy's favorite Christmas song!
Ho ho ho! Welcome, Robinson family!
Daddy!
Hi, honey.
Yes, hi, honey. You're not supposed to use the emergency beacon for personal messages.
Hi to you too, Marie. Merry almost Christmas. Freer and for landing, Rudolph.
Woohoo! Coming, Dad. Daddy, Daddy!
Hey there, big man.
Moo's here too. He wants to walk.
Careful there, Moo. Don't get too close to the edge.
I got him.
And I got you! Y'all ready for the greatest Christmas in the history of Christmases?
You sure, Saint, you can find us all the way out here?
Oh, yeah. See that satellite dish way up there? That's so our signal makes it all the way to the North Pole.
Hey, you.
Mwah. It's really, really great to see you.
Yeah.
Is? What's wrong?
It just suddenly hit me. What if something happens out here? If Amelia feels sick or...
Dad!
Emmy, how we doing?
Great! Can I go look at the bio lab?
You can even help me do my readings later.
Yes!
Let's just settle in here first, and then we'll start the tour. Hey, Jakey, feeling okay?
I'm good. Great flight. Totally solid.
Glad to hear it. Come here, you three! Welcome to paradise!
Did you bring the presents for the kids?
There wasn't enough room for all of them, but I managed to sneak one for each.
Well done.
Well, if it isn't my favorite family. Hello, Isabel.
Dante, fancy meeting you here.
Yeah, just waiting for Mariah. Right, Marie?
Whatever you say.
Guys, you remember Mr. Samuels?
Dad's boss.
I like to think we work together, until I need him to stay during Christmas anyway.
I'm surprised you approved our little visit.
And so was Marie. Yeah, I admit, I thought it was unusual at first, but a little togetherness never hurt anyone, right?
Hear, hear.
Colin, you need anything else before we head back to land?
Nope, we are stocked up on plenty of supplies, and I've got my family. What more could a guy need?
I have a few suggestions.
All right, have fun!
Stand back from the helicopter, everyone!
Bye!
Merry Christmas, Robinson!
time.
Dad walked us through the facility from top to bottom. For Amelia, it was like Disney World mixed with the Emerald City. The labs, the technology. Even I had to admit, it was pretty cool. But the sleeping accommodations were less than stellar.
We call this the berth. It's our bedroom.
We're all sleeping in one room.
I asked for the presidential suite, but you know, the holidays and all.
It'll be fun, like when you were little and we used to go camping.
You mean like the time when Jake fell in the lake and had to be rescued?
Choose your bunks. Jake, you get first pick.
I guess I'll take the bottom one over here. Comfy.
Boo, I bet I can jump from this one to yours.
No, don't do that. Hey! Ow, Leo, watch it!
I'm really glad you all are here.
I mean, I would have liked to chat about it before we told the kids.
Did you not want to come?
I wanted us to be together, of course, but we did have plans with my family for Nochebuena and...
Oh, why didn't you say something?
Well, the connection was bad, as usual, and you got everyone all hyped.
As usual.
I am looking forward to being off the grid for a few days.
There we go. We're gonna give them a great Christmas.
Hey, who wants to find a place to hang the stockings?
It's not exactly a roaring fireplace, but the communications room is cozy, right? Lots of monitors and screens.
This is how you talk to the mainland?
And send our data back to the labs. It's also where I make my glitchy video calls to you.
What's this device?
Looks like radar or something.
Honestly, I don't know what that is. Never really noticed it before. Must be something operations uses to track supply ships. I stick to the science-y stuff.
Boo, stop walking!
Leo, where are you going?
Boo, stop! Ugh, why are the commands working?
Leo, what are you doing?
Come back here.
We're continuing to monitor the storm, which is now 1,000 kilometers off the coast of New Zealand. It has intensified to a Category 3 cyclone. It is still trending eastward, but all our advice is stay alert. A storm of this magnitude can change paths at any time.
So, are we getting used to these bunks or what?
You want the real answer?
I don't think they're so bad. Where's Amelia?
Right here, Mom. I was out on the deck using my Stargazer app.
Amazing how bright they are out here, huh?
It's actually getting kind of cloudy out there.
Too cloudy for Santa?
Nah, never too cloudy for Santa. But we have to go to sleep for him to show up tonight. Right, Dad?
Correct. I can already see the visions of sugar plums dancing in my head.
Boo! Right, Moo?
I know this isn't exactly a traditional Christmas Eve, guys, but then we're not the most traditional family, right?
You mean because Jake's adopted?
No, Leo, that's not what they meant.
Dad meant that we have multiple traditions. Like how abuelo and abuela celebrate Nochebuena, and Grammy and Gramps celebrate by buying a tree the size of the one in Rockefeller Center.
And leaving it up until March. The point is, every family makes their own traditions.
And their own memories.
I guarantee you'll never forget this one.
It is nice to have this time together. Just the five of us. Without work and activities.
And devices.
And tomorrow, we're gonna have a very special Christmas with presents to open and Christmas cookies that I brought from home. I know that life gets busy, and this year hasn't been easy with your dad away so much, but we have a lot. We have a lot to be grateful for.
We do. And yes, Leo, Santa will arrive when you're asleep.
I think he's already one step ahead of you.
Wore himself out, huh?
Oh.
Finally.
Good night, everyone. This place is really amazing, Dad.
Thanks, Emmy. So are you. Night, Jake.
Good night, Dad. Mom.
Night, Jakey. And me.
Night, Robinson fam.
Whoa!
What's that?
That's the weather warning signal. I'll go to the bridge and check it out.
We're coming with you.
The storm made a left turn, it's headed our way, and it's grown into a Category 5 cyclone. Let me see if Marie can get us out of here before it hits.
I guess you know what happened next.
Can you hear me?
Within an hour, the outer bands of the storm were hitting the platform. The whole thing was swaying like a tree in the wind.
Isabel, get the kids to the lifeboat. We have to get off this research platform now.
You said it was built to withstand big storms.
It is, but not a direct hit from a Category 5.
It's Christmas Eve.
With any luck, we'll get in the boat, outrun the storm, and come back when it's passed.
Hey, Amelia, Jake, life jacket's on. Come with me. Leo, it's time to wake up, sweetie.
Everybody buckled in? It's gonna be a bit bumpy when we launch into the water. Get ready to fly.
Prepare for launch. Prepare for launch. In 3, 2, 1.
Okay, get ready, everyone. We're gonna outrun this storm.
What's happening?
Come on. Come on.
Go!
I'm going! Pod to home base. This is the family Robinson. We are stranded at sea. Come in.
Did we do it? Did the storm pass?
I'm not sure. The navigation equipment must have been damaged in the fall.
Then you don't know how far we've traveled from the platform.
No, but it seems calm.
When are we going home?
We just have to wait it out, kiddo, and then someone will be out to pick us up.
But no one is answering our signal.
I'm sure they're all hunkered down for the storm. We'll hear from someone soon.
What was that?
Oh.
Just hang on a sec.
My parents were saying all the right things, and acting like they weren't worried.
Daddy's right.
But maybe, for the first time in my life, I saw that they were really scared.
It caught up to us.
The storm?
And that's when the full brunt of the storm hit the lifeboat.
Hold on, everyone!
Dad, there's water getting into the boat!
Mommy!
It's gonna be okay, Leo!
Mommy!
Come here! Give me your hand!
I got you, Moo!
Dad, look at that wave!
Even in the dark through the tiny porthole, I could tell. It was the largest wave I'd ever seen. It rose up over us like a skyscraper of water. And then it hit.
Service, but it's working. I've got 85%.
Emmy?
Jake! Are you okay?
I think so. Where's everyone else?
I don't know. Come on, let's look on the other side of those rocks.
Whoa. Look how high those cliffs are.
Amelia? Jake? Leo?
Mom?
Mom!
No! You're okay. Amelia, how are you feeling? Any tightness in your chest?
I'm fine, Mom. Other than being soaking wet.
Where's that?
This is his life jacket. Colin!
I'm here! Everybody okay?
I think so. But where's Leo?
I haven't seen him.
Me either.
Leo!
Hey, Leo!
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 Leo, buddy!
Leo!
Leo!
Where are you?
Was that?
Leo?
Up there! On that crazy rock!
Crazy rock!
Looks like quartzite, but that doesn't belong on a beach like this.
We found
the Leo, stay right there, buddy.
We're coming!
How'd he get up there so fast?
He's Leo. Oh.
Emmy, take it easy. Don't push yourself.
I'm fine, Lex. Just get to...
Whoa!
Is that... a frog?
It appears to be.
Frog the size of a golden retriever.
I've never even heard of that.
Oh! Shoot! Beat it! Creepy giant frog! Go!
Leo, come down here.
Mommy!
Gotcha! Okay. You're okay, sweetheart. We all are.
We made it.
Made it? Where?
I'm not sure. The South Pacific is dotted with little islands. Anybody have cell service?
No.
Negative.
No bars, but my phone is functioning. And the map I downloaded has every known island in this region of the world. Almost dawn, but I think I can use that star navigation app to triangulate our position.
So it's okay for her to use devices.
Jake.
That's the North Star that you
need. Emmy, what is it?
Mom? Dad? This island? It's not on the map.
GZM shows imagination amplified.
My name is Patrick Scott McDermott, and I play Jake Robinson in Hidden Island. For more great shows, visit gzmshows.com.